far this has moved out. The city of Southern France. And they now means the moon. So he wrote his Asophis on the rib, calls it Habar Hakotov. Because he lives in Luda. But then when he comes to Gashem and Ezekiel, he says he can't understand Ezekiel with the moonlight. You have to have the sunlight. So then the name of the Sefer James is called Habar Hakotov. You need the sunlight. So the Baal Hamor, at the end of the Sefer, he wrote Hasogas on the rib. He writes only 19 years old. It's a chutzpah on his part to pick on the rib. Here it was like the Mishnah Yur is today. That's what the rib was then. That was the Sefer Psak on the Tuba. So it says it's a stickle chutzpah. But what can I do? I think the rib made the sense. So that's what the Ramban wrote to defend the rib. The rest don't agree with the rib. A lot of anti person agrees with the Baal Hamor. But he thought that it was a big chutzpah on the part of the Baal Hamor to rip the rib apart. Sometimes he writes chutzpah for the shayness. So he comes up to defend. So at the end of Chulin, after he has all the hasogas, he's no more rib. At the end of Chulin, after the rib is all over, so the Baal Hamor writes a sefer hasoga. For some unknown reason, unknown to me, they didn't print it. They're not Gemaras to have the rib. They have the Baal Hamor, the bottom of the page. But they didn't print the Baal Hamor, the Sefer Hatzavah at the end. So they printed it in the Tvin Dain. The Tvin Dain is a collection of chibbas by the writer. We learned the Chavusim in the writer. Our writer, the one who wrote the Hasogas on the Rambam, and the writer also wrote Hasogas on the Rambam. And we mentioned that they learned by the writer, the author of the Sefer Hesher. And the rabbi married the daughter of the rabbi. The rabbi Baal Hasan married the daughter of the Ben Avram Abbas, whose name was Ben Avram Ben Yitzchok, the one who wrote the Sefer. So the Tmin Davis collection of Chubas, most of the time by the rabbi, sometimes other Rishonim, has a whole Sefer Hatzavah here. The Sefer Hatzavah is a shtick. Baal Hamor wrote a shtick. Just like there, he starts off, just like there, Yud Gimel Midrash, I'll turn the Dreshes back, I'll read in between the lines in the Chumash, so too, there are Yud Gimel Midrash and studying Gemara. There are certain technical terms that usually mean one thing, and sometimes it does mean like that. So he gives a whole list. And just like we have Mochamas, where the Ramban disagrees a lot of times with the Baal Hamor, so there's Mochamas printed there, disagreeing with the Sefer Hatzavah, with the Yud Gimel Midrash. So one of the meters that he has is that the Gemara will introduce in the first line in the Gemara, a braisa with one of three expressions, either Tana Rabbanan, Tanya, or Tana. So he says each expression means it's a different kind of a braisa. You don't do that? I don't do that until I saw that in Sefer. So I already forgot what the other two are. What's the difference between Tana Rabbanan and Tanya? I forgot. But he says Tana means they're introducing a braisa that was written as a commentary on the Mishnah. Bartanur is written as a commentary on the Mishnah. So Tana means here, the Tana, Shein Kepa Taira, just has a half a sentence. The braisa has a half a sentence commenting on the Mishnah. So if you read the Megillah, the Balkar can read the Megillah Yeshein, but the Balkar reads the Sefer Torah, can I read Yeshein? Or Parushnai, if two people read the Megillah simultaneously, it's good. Tana, the top line of the base, Masheni came up there. We have the Tosis Ritzin, Torah, the Makrael, the Yatza, if you read them, Sukkim, the Megillah, out of order, you're not Yatza. Masheni came up there, and then if you read Kriyasa Torah, out of order, you are Yatza. So Tana is a braisa that was written in the Lachatfila, or formulated in the Lachatfila as a commentary on the Mishnah. Got it, Eddie? We should take a look. If they haven't been there yet, what's the difference between Tana Rabbanan and Tana? He makes a difference. Okay, so let's see again. A curse on the Gila and the Yeshua, a curse can lay the Gila in the same position, and it's fine. Korah Echot Kiravu Ashnaim. Doesn't make a difference whether there's one Bakari or two people reading the Gila is also there. So what do you mean two people reading the Gila? One person, let's say in some shul, they divide the Gila up into the nine chapters in the Gila. So divide it up into nine people. You get boys who are just by mitzvah. They want to make sure that they continue learning, they continue keeping mitzvahs. So they make each boy prepare a different chapter and begin the sester. So you hear the Megillah from these nine different people. So is that acceptable? Karu Shnayim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Machloket Yisachar, 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 Yisachar,
We do not fast from out there. We do not fast from out there. We fast in India, Jordan, and Egypt from two different people. It also be different. And then, as I mentioned on Shabbos, the Sefer in Kriyas HaTorah, it's called Shari Ephraim, written by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, and he's a businessman in different drugs. So he quotes a suggestion that just like there's an opinion that by doing the beginning, you have that one mouth right at the beginning to the end, you can't break it up. In the end, we don't fast from out there. Some show the rabbi feel that Shas al Taki we ever done this. And once the boys they hold Ramah, they do that. They're afraid the kids are gonna float away. So then they can come back every year to read the Megillah. So they hold them by Yishka. Okay? So Shari Ephraim quotes an opinion that by Kriyas HaTorah L'Chatchila, you should have one Balkar in the whole segment from the beginning of the year. That's a very difficult chumra because the Rabbana Gemara, the person Kavan Aliyah, all the seven Aliyahs, each person named his own Aliyah. So that was the way the system was set up in the first place. Seven different people, maybe Kriyas HaTorah. How can you say that, how come we have today an institution about Balkar? Where did that come from? The faces here, the top faces are on the base. Already had the institution of the Balkari. Apparently, it came before the period of the Balian faces. They think they came, it was developed in the days of the Gaonim, before the days of Rashi and the Balian faces. So the Gaonim instituted it because the nation of the Baish is each any of the day. If you're going to give up, yes, to seven different people. So some of them are going to know Trump, or know Ibrahim, they're not Trump. They will lay their own Aliyah. And others will not know. So, either they'll kill the Aliyah, they'll kill the whole Aliyah, every other word will be mispronounced, and Trump will forget about it, or they'll be humiliated that the first five people lay their own Aliyah, then this guy, I don't have a lane. No, that's over here, I don't have a lane. You have to have a Balkari to lay for it. So that's a consideration. Kadesh Adonai Vayesh is speech and India there. Where do we see that there's such a consideration? Kadesh Adonai Vayesh. The Tosis quotes is from the Mishnah Mikurim. Mishnah says in Mikurim that the farmers originally, the Tila, every farmer would come to the base of Mikurim. And we signed our Rami Abdullah. It's supposed to be better, our Rami Abdullah by now. They had a chart of the base of Mikurim. The chart was written in Russian tables. Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Keller, Aleph, Aleph. Aleph, 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 Aleph. They don't know Keller, Aleph, Aleph. Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. Above that. Around the Avraham, the Yerim said, everything was a Rashi Tevis. Because you're not allowed to write less than the same as Shalom from Tanakh. So we had it in Rashi Tevis. It didn't help for too many people. For some people, they don't know how to say it. So the first 10 guys were dropped off around the Avraham from the Chalom. They were like, oh God, they know what it says over there. So he was humiliated. So they had to have someone else say it for him. It was Yosef and Shalek. I would say not Shemekah, he would say word for word after that. Someone would recite, he would say after that. Say after me. Repeat after me word for word. So the Mishnah says, Dinna Melahavi. A lot of people, a lot of farmers, stop bringing Bikurim. I should go travel 4 hours from Kiryat Shmona to Yerushalayim to bring Bikurim to be humiliated. I stand on line, and the first 10 guys rattle up out of the rebellion, and I don't know what it says over there. So they stop traveling, they stop bringing the Bikurim. So that's terrible. So we want to encourage everybody to bring. So they instituted, nobody says his own Arami Abedavi, they have someone else say for everybody, even someone else might see which Shemei Kraina, that's a Machlokes of Rishayna, what did the Tziva as a Tshuva about it? What did they institute? That someone would decide Arami Abedavi to be might see the farmer, or someone would say after me word for word, Arami Abedavi, he would say Arami Abedavi. So that's what we do by Kriyas HaTorah. They shall know the Vayesh, Nishe, and Yodeya. So we don't allow anybody to get the lay their own Aliyah. Shulchan Aruch says that the meaning is that the Balkari gets the Teichecha, gets the Aliyah of the Tevi. He don't call up Yamal. He's stating that the Balkari is saying, don't call up Yamal, just gets the Teichecha. So I said, why do you get the Teichecha? Because if he's going to lay, it sounds like he's cursing the guy who got the Aliyah. Sometimes the Balkari is cursing the other Mother. Said the Balkari lay, he's not cursing anybody, he's saying the Teichecha. So that's the meaning. So Rachel thought that that means that the meaning is the Balkari never gets an Aliyah all year long. He only gets the Teichecha. He doesn't get any other Aliyah. He wants another Aliyah, someone else should. I have two sets, one daughter has two sets of twins. I go back to America, in fact, the end of July, to attend the bar mitzvah of the younger set of folks. And the older set of them, the bar mitzvah was in Eretz Yisrael in July. So they, I forgot what it was. I think it was going to be Bar. I think it was Bar Bidi Kosan or something. I forgot what it was. Sufi Kosha Bur. I think it was Bar Bidi Kosan. So one of them played there, and one of the other played the other half. So we were makbid. But the one who laid the first half got the aliyah in the second half. The second half got the aliyah in the first half. So neither laid the wrong. Neither laid the wrong aliyah. The Rav Soloveitchik felt that a bar mitzvah bacher who lays, not only is it not proper that a bar mitzvah bacher should get mafkin and lay the mafkin in Akhira, that's the takon of the Baliyah Tesis. Kedesh al Adavashis mentioned today, you don't lay the wrong. He thought that the Balkari shouldn't get any other. So when the first grandchild read the first half of the Kriya, so he gave an aliyah, the Leviyah. So maybe the other one got the aliyah. And at the end, the one who made the first half got the aliyah in the second half. The meaning is that he doesn't get an aliyah, only the third half.
It was Bahar from Kokosai, one of them got the Torah.
Yeah. Which aliyah is the third half?
Kokosai.
But they're Leviyas, so what they do, they don't know what they do. I don't know what they do. But it was not the best. Many Rabbanim, many European Rabbanim have the practice under the book there, the Telechos is saying, Aray, Aray, Kodesh, Kodesh. So they're afraid Kodesh of Lalavai, she's teaching the Yodea. And some Chassan will know to Radlok, Aray, Kodesh, and the Chassi, but there's one though. That's Rav Zolechik had that practice. Other rabbis and yeshiva also had that practice. They would say word for word, Shah Yahweh to Kodesh. And they shall know the Rayesh, she's teaching the Yodea. There is such a consideration. That's a good question. So how does it work? The Dina of the Gemara, the one who gets Aliyah, says the drop in Elaine. So how do we do it today? The other Lakari says the Bachan Balkari lanes. How do they join together? So it's a big, it's not so clear how it works. So some presented with the Balkari, don't see the other Lakari, which in their going, just like if I say Kiddush to someone else, it's easier to say Kiddush. Yeah, the Balkorian lanes, it's much a double out there, but based on Shema Kain, it's considered as if I got the Aliyah, and as if I lane, I'll serve it also. And others say no. Shema Kain is the other way. The Balkor gets all the seven Aliyahs. We might see them with the Bichas out there. We might see the Aliyah out there, on behalf of the Aliyah out there, we might see the Balkorian with the brothers. So that's a question, is it proper as man is to make my suffering? The Mishnah talks about making my suffering. The Mishnah says that on Sheni V'chamishi you're not allowed to make my suffering. And on Shvayda Shechalamoy you're not allowed to make my suffering. So people do what works. You don't make my suffering, but people don't want to go home. But then it says, on Yom Tov you give five aliyahs. Shabbos Yom Kippur, you give 6 and 7, and one quotes and one quotes is not that night. The Kippur holds that on Shabbos you give 6 aliyahs, and Yom Kippur is the top of the ladder. Kippur, you give 7 aliyahs. Kippur is the more important day. We don't pass like Rabbi Kippur, we pass like Rabbi Shmuel. On Shabbos you give 7 aliyahs, and Kippur you only give 6. That's how we pass. So the Ran on the Rib has a unique sheet that seems to be, it's not at all the simple meaning of the Mishnah. He says, you're not allowed to make my suffering on Sheni V'chamishi, because you're not allowed to give it the Hashivas of Rosh Chodesh or Chalamoy, but you give 4 of these. Rosh Chodesh Chalamoy, you shouldn't make our suffering because you make it like Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you shouldn't make our suffering, make it like Yom Kippur, you're going to give 6 of these. Kippur shouldn't make our suffering, he's giving Yom Kippur the Hashivas like Shabbos. Only a Shabbos, that's the top. Shabbos gives 7 of this, so that you already reached the top, so if you want, you can make yourself. It can't make yourself as on Yom. We usually follow that with Machmas and that opinion of the Rashi. Even though the simple reading of the Mishnah is not simple, the simple reading of the Mishnah puts together Yom Tov is 5 aliyahs and Kippur is 6 aliyahs, Shabbos is 7, Masi is Malay. You may make yourself. The reason why you're not going to make yourself is Shayna Khamisha and Shmoyna Shikhana Mayan is because people are locked up. People have to go to work. We're going to drag out the Kriya Zadur forever. People have to go to work. It's different Malachala. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur, nobody goes to work. So there is no people Malachala. So you're allowed to make yourself. So Nikra then, we really hold it is Muslim tradition. Araya then, we do it on Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is Yom Tov. Make myself as galore. Many shows they give everybody out here. So keep on laying it over and over and over. They laid many times over. Nikra then, we do ourselves. But the minute is that we don't allow Hasafas on other Yom Tov. Why is Simchas Torah different? Simchas Torah, we're laning Parshas HaShavua. We're not laning Parshas Yom Tov. We're laning the Dois HaBrach. So the Minig has it that Parshas HaShavua, Bereishis Noach, the Dois HaBrach, they lend themselves to it. We're following the Ran, but with a modification. Not because Shabbos is on top. Not because Shabbos is on top. It's a modification. But Yom Tov, the Kikriya, you don't make Hasafas. Shabbos, the Kikriya, you do make Hasafas. So that's the shadow, let's say, Yom Kippur Chavius to Shabbos. Yom Kippur Chavius to Shabbos, you're not laning the Parshas of Shavuot, you're laning the Yom Kippur Dikri. So the minute is you don't make our service. You only make our service on Simchas Torah. That's a new, that's not what the Ran said. The Ran said when you reach seven, that's the top, so then you can make all of our service you have. We follow the Ran. Nikra did, we don't pass number. We follow the Ran, but not really. The minig developed. We follow the Ran in a different way. The Yom Tov the Kriya does lend itself to Hasafas. The Shabbos the Kriya does. I don't know Nikra did that you can make Hasafas. The Gemara has a Machlokes later. Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Is the Machta Oida the Minyan Akruin or not? The Mishnah says that on Yom Tov you give 5 Aliyahs, and on Kippur you give 6 Aliyahs, and you pass like Rabbi Shmuel. On Kippur you give 6 Aliyahs, and on Shabbos you give 7 Aliyahs. This Machlokes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel appears in Masechta Shabbos also in a different context. Let's say you have, Bizman HaZeh we have a fixed calendar. So the way the fixed calendar is set up is that Yom Kippur never falls out on Friday or Sunday. But it's not a time. Then Kiddush HaPriyariyah, when the witnesses come. So sometimes Yom Kippur will fall out on Friday, sometimes will fall out on Sunday. So the Mishnah has a Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel towards the end of Shabbos on Kukhofer, so approximately. You're not allowed to be Mechin from Shabbos to Yom Tov, Yom Tov to Shabbos. No, that's not correct. Not like the Mechan on Shabbos to Yom Tov. Let's say there's going to be a special shiur on Yom Tov, so we're going to set up the chairs for the Shabbos to Yom Tov. Let's say there's going to be a Malava Malka, so we're going to set up the chairs on Shabbos afternoon for the Malava Malka. So you're not laughing. Not like the Mechan, the Shabbos Lechol, and the Yom Tov Lechol. So let's say you're setting up the chairs because there's going to be an event tomorrow on Yom Tov, setting up the chairs on Shabbos Yom Tov. You're not allowed to. That's a din derabon. It's not a malach. It's an isur derabon. What about the setup for on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Let's say the gaboyim, if you have a good gabai, so he shtels the Sefer Torah in advance. In Yiddish you call it the shtel the Sefer Torah. They roll the Sefer Torah to the place that's going to be read. You don't wait till Shabbos morning and then take out the Sefer Torah and you keep everybody waiting until they roll it to the right place. If you have a good gabbai, he rolls it on Friday night, he sets it up in advance. So what about, let's say, the Shtel of Sefer Torah for Yom Tov for Shabbos? Let's say Yom Tov, you're going to lay in Parshas whatever, Parshas Emor, Parshas Re'eh, and then the next day is Shabbos. You're going to lay Parshas HaShavua, Yom Tov is over, you're going to lay Parshas HaShavua. This is Rufa. So are you allowed to roll the Sefer Torah? So the three opinions of Shulchan Aruch. One opinion yes, one opinion no, one opinion sometimes. If you made an Erev Tavshilin, and you're allowed to prepare on Yom Tov and Shabbos, then you're allowed to shtel the Sefer Torah. If you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, say you're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov and Shabbos, then you're not allowed to shtel the Sefer Torah. There's another opinion, no, you're not allowed to shtel the Sefer Torah, even if you made an Erev Tavshilin. Are you talking? You're allowed to cook food on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Cooking food is a malacha d'araisa. So And then in Erev shouldn't be allowed to come through in the Arab Shabbos. So why can't you sell a secretary? So they say, no, Erev Tavshilin only helps the Tzorchei Hasuda. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ran says like that. I live in Washington Heights, and now they, in recent years, they put an Erev there. The Breuer's community was always opposed to it. In Frankfurt, soon after they made the Erev, the Breuer's community was always opposed to the Erev there in Frankfurt. So soon after they made the Erev, the other shul made the Erev in Frankfurt, the First World War broke out. They attributed the breakout of the First World War to the fact that the rabbi and the other community made an Erev in Frankfurt. Now you know what caused the First World War. The Erev, one of Rabbi Breuer's brothers, published an essay in German, attributing the Chotiner of the First World War broke out. But the other rabbi and Frankfurt made an Erev. But they're always opposed to the Erev. So the many years that Breuer's Baba Batim were the majority of the Shem Shabbos in the neighborhood. But the last 5-10 years, they're now no longer the majority. A lot of them moved away, a lot of them moved up to the other families. There are a lot of singles moved into the neighborhood, they don't have any Breuer's. So now the majority are not there. So the majority wanted to make an Erev. So they got a rabbi. They got Rabbi Wozner son. They lived in Munz, and they got him to make an Erev. So the Breuer's people don't carry, and the others do carry. So for many years, there was no Erev in Washington. So I remember one of the rabbis was going to give a shiur on Shabbos, Farmer Yonkel. It was Israel, he was going to give a shiur. So he carried his gemaras from his home to the shul on Yonkel. There was no Erev. There was an Erev, the other people didn't make this before the Erev. He carried this farm to shul on Yonkel. Assuming that it's based on the Erev Tavshilin. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do that. Erev Tavshilin is only not the Tzorchei Achilas. Erev Tavshilin only allows you to cook food on the Erev Tavshilin. It doesn't allow you to carry stuff. You may want to paskin against the Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah quotes those who go to paskin like the Ran. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ran. Only Tzorchei Sugya. So those are the three opinions that they quote. So one opinion is, you made an Erev Tavshilin, you're allowed to shtel the Sefer Torah, didn't make an Avlakim. The other opinion is, even if you made an Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to roll the Sefer Torah, because Erev Tavshilin only helps in Tzorchei Suda. And the third opinion, Rebbe Kivega says, is right. Rebbe Kivega has an essay there on Shulchan Aruch, has the same essay in the Tshuvas, and he has the same essay a third time in his commentary on Mishnayos. That's called Tosfos Rebbe Kivega. So he has, there's a Mishnah in the end of Masechta Shabbos, talks about setting, you wake up in the morning, so you bet on the sloppy mess. So, if you're going to make the bed, what are you making the bed? On the Tzoy Shabbos. So if you want to go to sleep on Shabbos afternoon, say, making the bed on Shabbos morning for Shabbos afternoon. If you're not going to take a nap Shabbos afternoon, so why are you setting the bed? So if your whole apartment is one studio apartment, you only have one room. So you want to eat your meal, it doesn't look nice. You have a sloppy bed in the same room where you're going to eat the meal. So the Bali Basta, if you want to make the bed, maybe you shouldn't look neat. Maybe you shouldn't feel uncomfortable when you're eating it. But if the bedroom is a separate room, and the dining room is a separate room, so are you allowed to set the bed, make the bed on Shabbos, on Tzoy Shabbos? Mishnah says you're not allowed. What if on Tzoy Shabbos says Yom Kippur? Or what if you wake up on Yom Kippur morning and it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos? So that's a machlokes in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yishmael, we pass on the Rabbi Shmuel here. Shabbos has 7 others, and Yom Kippur has 6 others. Yom Kippur is a lower level than Shabbos. Moses Yom Kippur is a lower level. One of those Malachim Yom Kippur is Kares. One of those Malachim Shabbos is Nisa, is Kiva. So Shabbos is more chaver than Yom Kippur. That's what the Gemara says. Every day that's more chashuv than the other day, give more aliyos. Gemara says that Shabbos is more chashuv than Yom Kippur because that skill is on curse. So Rabbi Yishmael Lishitasa says, Yachrayim says Lishitasa, that's not right. So Rabbi Yishmael Lishitasa says, if Yom Kippur is on Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to make the beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, because Shabbos has a higher level of Kedusha. But if Yom Kippur is a Mitzvah Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the beds on Shabbos on Yom Kippur because it's a lower level. So Rabbi Kivegu asks there on the Mishnah is, if Shabbos is on Mitzvah Yom Kippur, obviously he didn't make an Erev Shabbos. are going to make any of the cook and the kid for Shabbos? You're not allowed to cook anything on it. No, the guy didn't make any of the shit. So how is he allowed to set the beds? How is he allowed to make any hachana on Yom Kippur for Shabbos? And the answer is Rabbi Kivega has a chiddush. Hachana, believe Malacha, doesn't need an Erev Tavshilin. The only time you need an Erev Tavshilin is we're going to do a Malacha, you're going to cook food. But just to do a hachana, hachana, believe Malacha, is asa. Let's say 2 days Yom Kippur. So the Balabasta has food in the freezer. She wants to cook the food on the second day of the second night of the food. Well, let's say the food is all fully cooked. She wants to warm it up. But if you take it out, first day of the husband goes to shul, he's going to come home 45 minutes after the shkia. He's going to come home. If he takes something out of the freezer, it tastes like a kavadim, it's not going to defrost. He can't begin to warm it up. Well, let's say she wants to take it out of the freezer on the first day of Yom Tov to be able to defrost it. And then she'll warm it up, balayla. So you're not allowed to take it out of the freezer the first day for the second day. You're not allowed to do it. The first day is Yom Tov there, right? So the second day is Yom Tov there, right? But the Shem Shalom is only there, right? You're not allowed to take it out of the freezer. That's a fun. A fun of Belim Allah, because then you said there are bottles. You're not allowed to do that. But if you're doing Afana, to do Afana the first day for the second day, the second day is a lower level than the first day. But you're doing Afana on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you roll in the Sefer Torah. Yom Tov is a Shabbos is a higher level. You're going to do Afana, make the beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. Shabbos in Green Paschim is a higher level. That's where Mishmah B'Shit does so. So there, Kivegi has a chiddush. Afana B'Lim Malacha, if you're doing it for today, for another day, Yom Kiddush or another Yom Kiddush, which is Ayah, then he says there's no need for an Erev Tavshilin. But he says, the Rav Shkemel says the Torah, and Yom Kippur Shabbos, you can be Erev Tavshilin. The Erev Tavshilin doesn't help us, not so he says there's no need for an Erev Tavshilin. So that's where Rabbi Shmuel has like that, both places. Rabbi Shmuel says here, Shabbos is 7 aliyahs, Yom Kippur is 6 aliyahs, so to set the belts on Yom Kippur and Shabbos and Kippur, obviously you can be Erev Tavshilin. Rabbi Akiva disagrees there in Shabbos. He says he's not allowed to make the beds, not on Shabbos, but on Kippur, not on Kippur for Shabbos. He doesn't say Yom Kippur is higher. Therefore, the Kriya said, there he thinks Yom Kippur is higher. He gives 7. Really, Shabbos only gives 6. And there he says, they're both on an equal footing. They're both, I'll have to rest on that. The both one has Nisa, one has Kari, the fence, equal. So you're not going to make a Hachamah. Make the bed, I'll come to believe in love. It's only mutter if you're doing on a lower level of kedusha to a higher level of kedusha. But keep it also that both Shabbos and Kippur have the same level. Yeah. But not a lot. So the Mishnah says, Karua Shnai, if two people raise. What does it mean, Karua Shnai? So the Gemara understands these two people are reading simultaneously. Well, doesn't understand. One person read the first step in the beginning, the other person read the second. Why did Gemara say that? Some Achrayim say because you're not Yetze. The Mishnah Berurah said you're not Paschal. You do it all the time. Let's say you take Bat Maman and you miss the word. Miss the word. So it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. If she said quickly, that Paschal, either from a Pinted Chumash or from the Megillah you have in front of you. So most of the Megillah you heard from the Balkari and the Pesukim that you missed from the Balkari. He said this up. So it's already from two different people. You do it all the time from two different people. Well, Muhammad Gila, one should avoid. That's it for the sake of Finna. They want to make sure that the kids observe mitzvahs. They feel by getting them to read the Megillah. Okay. The rabbi once participated in the Shabbaton in Switzerland. The European Jewish students here. Swiss Jewish students here, European students, Jewish students. Jewish students here means anyone between the age of 20 and 50 is single. So they have twice a year they get together. But they shouldn't intermarry. So they once invited me that I should participate. That was Dr. Lynn, Mr. Schnorr money all over the world for YU. So he was traveling in Switzerland. He was raising money for YU, they gave money. Said, why do we have doctors and lawyers and engineers and Indian chiefs and rabbis? We have everything. So he said, they gave money. He said, really? Send us a rabbi for the next Jewish lesson. So he was very nervous. He called frantically from Switzerland. He called the New York. Eventually, we get one of the young rabbis to go. At that time, I was a young rabbi. I'm one of the oldest rabbis. This was a long time ago. My daughter was married. My oldest daughter married a boy from Switzerland. So we had relatives there. So we said, we'll go. So they had, most of the people there were not observant. Most of the people from Shema Hatzavir. So, they said they're not observant. But the food was taken care of by Bnei Akiva. And there were some people from their Gula also there. So I think they read in the newspaper, I was going to be there. So they thought that it must have been a Mecca choice. And the Rav Hashem to come to this. So they had Rachmanis on this. So people from their Gula came to the Shema. But they told me on the telephone that the food is kosher, it's taken care of by the Bnei Akiva. So they told me in advance, you shouldn't, their practice is, you shouldn't be upset. They divide the seven into the seven aliyahs, so that the guys from the Shema Hatzayim should know they have to learn Kriyas HaTorah twice a year. So one guy learns the first aliyah, and they give the aliyahs to a different guy from the Shema Hatzayim. Another guy learns the second aliyah and give the aliyah to a different guy from the Shema Hatzayim. I had a horror teacher from the Shema Hatzayim from Eretz Yisrael. He hadn't walked into a shul since his bar mitzvah. He was already very best bar mitzvah. We invited him specially to teach our dancing. Boys and girls were dancing together there. When I walked into the room, so I stopped. Out of respect for the rabbi, they stopped dancing together. So remember, that was the shtick that they had. To keep the guys a little observant by the Shema Hatzayim. So they had the seven aliyahs were all given to Shem Hatzor people. The Bnei Akiva guys got aliyahs all the time. They go to Shul. Shem Hatzor, this is the only time they go to Shem Hatzor. So the Kriyas HaTor was done by the Shem Hatzor and the aliyahs were done by Shem Hatzor. The Kriyas HaTor was for sure we do it all the time. Divided up into different. So that is the Mara in the same by Ruach 9. Two people are reading the Megillah simultaneously. What's the finish? And the Mara explains on the top of the base that normally we would say, Trey Kali Lon Shtami. People are listening to the Megillah with the Yotze. You can't pay attention. It's noisy. So the Gemara says, since it only comes once a year, came the Chaviva, Yavi Dartai Bishav. It's not an absolute rule, Trekolodamcha. Psychological principle. But sometimes it does not apply. So since the Mikra Megillah, the Halo, these are rare occasions, I did the Chavid, the other guy Tai Rishon. In Shulchan Aruch, they talk about, let's say, we're going to have a few people say Kiddush, they're all eating together, a whole bunch of people say Kiddush at the same time. So the one that says the Kiddush is Yotzi, even if he doesn't hear, because Avaki Shalom Yishmael Yosna, the Paschan is Yotzi. We can reveal it maybe not Yotzi, but by Kiddush and Abdullah, he said the Kiddush is Yotzi, but the listeners, how would they Yotzi expect only Lavishtami? So it says, maybe there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. At Yom Tov, it's a different Kiddush. Shabbos and Yom Tov comes on rare occasions. On the Shabbos for coming. So then, maybe you should say, I did the Chagigi, I did that time. But the Kiddush on Shabbos, then you should not say, you should not have many people say Kiddush together, because the listeners won't be able to pay attention. It'll be an issue of prayer probably not the Shabbos. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara. I feel a Surah Torah. Good. Even if 10 people read, that's the Gemara number 6. Even if 10 people are reading, what's the added Chiddush? It says, Shnayim, Karu Shnayim, what's the added Chiddush of Asura? So there was a big machlokes between the Chazanish and the Brisker Rav. The Gemara has earlier that Mikra Megillah Basura is Bisuminis. Mikra then Yotze Megillah even less than Asura. But there was an opinion in the Gemara, Megillah Shalai Bezmano. You learn the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa. Sometimes you learn the Megillah Shemim HaMishi before Shkuri. Shkuri falls out on a day other than Shemim HaMishi. So there used to be a Takana. After the Korban HaBayis in Morris, they don't observe it anymore. But this Ban HaBayis Shemim used to be a Takana, an attack, that the Bnei HaKfarim read the Megillah on the Shemim HaMishi before. So then if you read the Megillah Shalat Bizman, the Morris says you have to have a name. Is a machlekes Rabbi Rakasi. What about Megillah Bizman? Maybe you also read him in it. Right. So the shaila is, so you see that Mikra Megillah Basar has a different status. It's more pesuminis. So the Shah is one in so one person is reading and all 10 people are Yotzeh with his Kriyas and Megillah. I know, you have a room like this and each of the 10 guys in a different corner is screaming out loud the Mikra Megillah. That's called Mikra Megillah Basara because you have 10 people in the room. Or no, maybe it's only called Mikra Megillah Basara because all 10 people are Yotzeh with one Kriyas and Megillah. So that's what I think the Biskirov had to do. The Rambam, the Gemara has a Atil also. So the Rambam quotes that Gemara. The Rambam is more than only the Medayik the Gemara. The Gemara is Atil also. So the Medayik from the Rambam quotes the Gemara Atil Asara. Means that it's called Mikra Megillah Basara. Mikra Megillah. Karush Nayim just means that you don't take Kekalim or Mishtami. Like the Habib Alei. But what's Atil Asara? Means that it's called Mikra Megillah Basara. You don't need all 10 Shabbats to go on Mikra Megillah. So that's what Absolutely had to practice. When he didn't know the truck. He thought that every person starts with the car probably has. So he used to, when he used to get an aliyah. So the Rosh says over here, you get an aliyah and you have a Bakari lane in. So the Rosh says that that's a problem because you should say along. Okay, so you should lane along. So he used to, you should lane along softly. So you're going to lay two people, the Balkar is going to lay, and the other Balkar is going to scream out loud. So it's going to be an issue to come up with that. So he did the Soloveitchik family, they didn't know how to whisper. A Baron Soloveitchik also, they didn't know how to whisper. So when they would get an idea, they would scream on top of the lungs, the crazy thing. So that he would throw the Balkar up, the Balkar would be laying on, he would be screaming. So the same thing by me from Megillah. He's out of Balkar, he would be looking in the same Megillah, and he would scream with the wrong truck, every person would hand with a cup in the house, which is awesome, and would throw everybody up. So he also held like that. But Basara doesn't mean that 10 people have to be out to go on Mikra Megillah. He thought that it's better if you lay the Megillah on your own. Why? Because it's for Bo Yosef and Shlukov. I don't know what the Chumra was based on, but he thought it's better to read the Megillah yourself. And that's called Mikra Megillah Basara. If there are 10 people in the room, you don't need that all 10 should be out to be the same. So that's the mission. Karua Shai is good. That is in Bakr Shemach Alabar Tibrach, Bakr Shemach Shemach Alabar Tibrach. What do you mean? The Gemara says it's not true. Kol HaMitzvah Skul Mabarach Alayim Oyvah Lasi Yassam. So maybe that's only by Mitzvah Deraisa. What about a Mitzvah Derabonim also? We have to say a bracha. So the Gemara says in Sukkah, the Gemara says, in the days of Mikdosh, there was an obligation and authority to shake the lulav all 7 days of sin. And Chutz Bamedina, outside of the days of Mikdosh, it's only Yom HaRishon. It says, Elokat B'mechem Bo Yom HaRishon B'yei Tzadim. Esbachtem L'fnei Hashem Orkech M'shivas Yomim. So Esbachtem M'shivas Yomim means you should shake the lulav all 7 days of Sukkos L'fnei Hashem Orkech in the days of Mikdosh. But Bamedina, outside of the days of Mikdosh, it's only Lulav Bital on the first day. So the Gemara records that Rabbi Yechman Zaka was the chief rabbi of the Sanhedrin for 40 years. The Gemara says he died at the age of 120. The Gemara says the first 40 years of his life, he went to work and he made $1 million and he retired. Then from the age of 40 to the age of 60, he sat and learned. That's such a smart idea to start learning at the age of 40. The age of 40 to the age of 80. He sat there. At the age of 80, they appointed him chief rabbi, and he was the chief rabbi until the age of 20 in Israel. So the Gemara says during his presidency, during his position, when he was the chief rabbi, the Bez Nagadol, with his jurisdiction, under his jurisdiction, made 9 takonis. So the Mishnah says, you know, this stuff all the 9 takonis. So one of them was, a lot of the takonis were made after the Chumash Vayishen. He was the chief rabbi before and during and after the Chumash Vayishen. I was not sure how many years before, how many years after. But it was during and after the Bai Shem. So after the Chum Bai Shem, this is one of the Tatanis that he made. Zechel and Mikdash, we should all shake the lulav of all 7 days of Sukkot. The first day is Menachem Torah. Zechel and Mikdash, we should shake the lulav of all 7 days. So the Gemara has a machlokes. Do you recite the bracha, shaking the lulav, all Shiva, because it's only the Rabbanim? So the Gemara says, well, we fast and we say a bracha on Mikra Megillah. We fast and we say a bracha on Hazak and Hazak and Hazak. So that That shows that you say a bracha even on a mitzvah to Rabbana. That's what we passed them, that you say a bracha on lulav kol shiva. But there was an opinion in the days of the Gemara that on a mitzvah to Rabbana you don't say a bracha. So what does it say over here? Well, we don't pass them like that, shiva. So here the Mishnah says, the bracha depends mokvish and rabba lavachi. Rach, shlala bracha lavachi. The Gemara says, how can it be? But the accepted psak halacha is that you do say a bracha, even a mitzvah the rabbanon also you say a bracha. So what do you mean? It depends on the minivan. The boy says that goes on the bracha shalachareh. Rabbi Shigben, as long as the neinu, depends on the minivan. What do you mean? Did the anshik nesagdalin institute the bracha? Did they not? The Gemara says all the brachas were instituted. All the brachas are the tefillas were instituted by anshik nesagdalin. The Gemara says, "Mikam the Eila after the close of the Anshik Nesach Gaima consisted of a body of 120 Chachamim, Ulaem Kam and Levin, and amongst them were several Levin, and they were the ones who were masaking the brachas and the tefillas and kiddush and Avraham and everything, and that's it. And after the end of the Anshik Nesach Gaima, also the Sakha Mishvach Hashemach, and you now have praise of the Bani Shalom, as the pasuk says, 'Mi Emal Baruch Hashem, Hashmiel Kol Tevilos, who has the right to praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu?'" We don't know how to praise everybody. The Gemara says a mashal, a farmer, has no hasoga of wealth. So he says, "Ooh, the king is so rich. He has $100 in the bank." So he says, "He has $1 million in the bank. They're multi-billionaires." He says, "The king has $1 billion in the bank. It's a joke. The king has more than $1 million in the bank. We're going to praise him much more. He's so wonderful. He gives me my tuna fish every day for lunch. He does more than give you tuna fish for lunch. He runs the whole world." The Gemara says, "You better not." The Anshei Yisak Doiva, Rav Chaim Rojana, writes this. Rojana, the spot of Pornomas, from Echel Shachat. Rojana writes, the Gemara is also, it's before the giver. The Gemara says, who composed the Shema Yisrael? Anshei Yisak Doiva, 120 Chachamim, Abraham Kamen Amin, and amongst them were several Levim, and they composed the Nusach HaDoiva. Why is there Abraham Kamen Amin? Because to compose a Nusach HaTfila, you have to have a Kohen HaNavi. If you're not a Navi, you don't know how to read the Navi. You don't know how to compose Tfilas. You don't know how to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Gemara says. You can't be able to, after the end of Anshei Pesach Tfila, you're not allowed to say any additional prayer. So that's why the couple of brachas that are printed in the Siddur, that are questionable, like Shalasani Kiritzono, but the women don't sing the bracha Shalasani Isha, so they say bracha Shalasani Kiritzono. But that doesn't say, that was a book that was invented in Israel. And those are my wife, Kirk. It's invented in Israel. So many hold that you shouldn't say that. But the Rosh, and then he got silver quotes, and the Ge'onim was supposed to have Rache, and a boy marries a girl who was a Basula, and then he had the Rishon, and he finds down silver, so he composed the whole song. But we don't say that Rache. We usually avoid saying Rache's that the word is composed by the Anshei Knesset. So what's over here with this bracha that is optional? A rabbi should then, why is composed this man Gemara? So nobody, maybe nobody should say the bracha. You're not allowed to compose your own brachas. What's going on here? Similar problem is with Suka Nezim. Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos, different Tanoim say, I always try to be makpid about a certain thing. So one of the Tanaim says, he always tries to be makpid to recite Sukkah Nezim. What do you mean? He doesn't daven every day. He doesn't gotta say Sukkah Nezim. The Tosfos says that it seems from the Gemara that it's optional. What do you mean optional? What's the Baruch Shem and Yishtabach were composed by the Anshei Pesach Doiva. So the Mogar Avraham says, yeah. Mogar Avraham says, yeah. Because the Gemara never has Baruch Shem and Yishtabach. So it wasn't composed by the Anshei Pesach Doiva. So it's not as chomer. He's a real brother. He says in the middle of Baruch Shema, so Baruch Shema first starts off with praise. Please say Baruch Baruch Shema. So up until then, let's say someone says Bar Nefashos. So someone comes and he says Asher Yotzeh. So yeah, for sure you can answer. Can you answer Baruch there? It's just a peer. Until you say Baruch Atah Hashem is only a peer. What about after you start Baruch Atah Hashem? So the Magen Avraham says also, you can answer Homer to Asher Yotzeh, you can answer Homer to real bracha. Because this bracha wasn't composed by the Anshei Knesset Gdolah, because Baruch Shem and Yishtabach never appeared in it. So later, he says it's a later composition. So the Mishkan Nisyakim has a chidus of, what are you talking about? What the Gemara is a sitter. Gemara will have to write every single bracha. There are a lot of brachas that they never mentioned in the Gemara. Baruch Shama Yishtabchis, and the Rizman Akshek Tesav Dada. They instituted, Sukkot HaZimra as an optional thing. If you have time, you should come to Shul early. Really, they started with people with davening, so Chazal Baruch Hu says Kaddish, and he says Baruch Hu, and he starts with his Krishna. But those who came early, so there was an optional institution that was composed by the Anshin Tesef. Say Baruch Shammai, you didn't even start up again. Who said that it's a Baruch Hu that was like Mishkan of Yisman HaGemar? Mishkan Zangel doesn't think that the Magen Avraham is right. He says Baruch Shammai, Yishtabach is the same. Chum is any other bracha. That's because it never appears anymore. So the bracha, the Gemara's Nishkan Siddur, or is not going to hit that every bracha. The bracha of Rosh Hashanah in the Anshul Shalzeh also doesn't say in the Gemara. But it says in the Medrash Gracious Rabba, which is from the days of the Amoraim. Gracious Rabba is the oldest Medrash that we have. They added this Mana Gemara. So just because it doesn't appear in the Gemara means it didn't exist. It's Mana Gemara. It's not true.
So according to that, any bracha that says in the Medrash, we also have to say
the question is which medrash? Gracious Rabbi from the oldest medrash. Other medrash were composed in the days of the Rishon.
Let's say Mekadesh Shmo Barabim in Korbanot.
Yeah.
So do you have to say that bracha according to the Mishkan Yisrael?
No, so that we know. That was composed in the days of the Crusades. We knew that any day they could be killed by the Crusaders. So when one is about to be killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, so the Bichas HaMitzvah is Kedem Al Chayimah. That's supposed to be the Mitzvah. If they give you a chance, that's the way they joke. They tell the brisket they're going to kill him. He says, 1 minute, I'd say the bracha. He says, there's only Kaddish Mabarak. He says, no, Hepsit. You should kill him right away. He doesn't want to be massive. He's going to be the Mitzvah. So that they quote from the Shalom that Shabbat Shalom Kaddish Mabarak is the Bichas HaMitzvah. And Kiddush Hashem is the person. As an opportunity to say the bracha. And then they say that this Kaddish Mabram was composed in the days of the Crusades, but they never knew from day to day they may be killed. Al Kiddush Hashem, so used to say the bracha every day. Yeah, so we assume that all these bracha, this bracha also, Rabbi Shmuel Adonis Nirenu, probably was composed by the Anshin Tesef. They instituted it as an optional bracha. If you want, you can say the Birchas HaMitzvah in advance is not optional. And we fasten even on a mitzvah derabbanan also, it's not optional. You got to say the bracha. And the bracha after was instituted, it was composed by the Anshin Tesef Beilu as an optional bracha. The Gemara has a discussion in the Sugya of Chanukah and Perek Lamed Mazikin. Eichen Tzivon, how can you say to the Shem Tzos in Tzivon on a mitzvah derabbanan? The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't mitzvah. So that's a whole discussion in the Gemara. Where do you see the Chumash that one is obligated to fulfill the mitzvah rabbanan? Baruch Shem told us that the will of mitzvah rabbanan. So the first, so the Rambam adopts the first position in the Gemara. Rambam says that the person says, "Sosim mekol davar she'nida l'chayyam v'nisbar." That's mechayiv us to observe the mitzvahs of rabbanan. And the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. He says there never was such an thing. He says, look in the Gemara brachos that talk. And the Gemara says, all the din of the rabbanan. That opinion that all the obligatory the obligation to observe the mitzvah of Rabban is based on Loisasur is only an asmachta. He says no one ever said that that's their right. Ramban is chalik on the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs. He says that's not the source. That's only an asmachta. What's the difference halacha lemaisa? What's the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban? Is this possible or that possible? It's a matter of life and death. Machlekes halacha lemaisa, not on life and death. The din is that a certain mamre gets an onus misa. If he paskins against the psak of the Beis Nagar. So the Rambam Nishitasa holds that Lasasa because Rabbi Shimon Chayam and Esmo. Lasasa is the law for Zotan Mamre. You're not allowed to paskin against the Beis Nagar. So what if the Beis Nagar would paskin like Chomets also by no Ashur Shishis with the Rabbanan? And the Zotan Mamre paskins, I think it doesn't make any sense. Everybody has watches, everybody has plots, no one's going to make a mistake. There's no reason to make such a zeh with the Rabbanan. So the Rambam says he gets the death penalty. because he violated Lois Asur. The Rambam understood that Lois Asur is the source. And the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah says, I disagree. The Gemara said Lois Asur is only an asmachta on the Rambam. There's no chiyuv mitzvah. So the Rambam, if he disagrees with it, there's no Gemara, and he did the Rambam, and he's not fighting. He disagrees. The Rambam has all attacked against the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah. How can he say that all the din of the Rambam we're obligated to observe because the sasur, so every din the rabban is like a din the rice. How can you say sveka the rabban and the kula? How can you say shumi? The Gemara has so many kulas on din rabban. The rabban called so many kashas. So what does the rabban think? Well, the din of the rabban, the rice, it's very strange. So Rajik once said he never really understood what they're fighting about. What's the difference? Aloha Maisa. He says in his mind, the story is like this. When the Chachamim invented Din Rabbanan, he thought that it becomes a chelik like Torah Shabbatem and Atay. When you learn Din Rabbanan, he said like this. He used to give the shiur for Talabatim once a week in Manhattan. Chaver Shas HaKlom in Korea. He used to be a shul in 18th Street in Broadway. It was an office building. So the Maria, the Talabatim's network, who lived there in the neighborhood, they rented the second floor and the shul there. So first they had a rabbi from Antwerp, and then he went on Aliyah, so they appointed the rabbi Zolich. So he used to give a weekly shiur every Tuesday night. People would come in from out of town. They did a weekly shiur. So he spent many years learning Gemara Brachas. Then he went to Gila. So he said, he once said, someone can ask a question, why did I learn Gemara Brachas? It's only Talmud Torah and the Rabbanan, and it's Dittel Torah and Atorah. Maybe I should have learned Zvachan and Brachas. 95% are din of the rice and only 5% are din of the rabban. So it's Talmud Torah the rice, it's not din of Torah the rice. So he doesn't think that's true. That analysis is not true. When you learn the din of the rabbanon, it's a mitzvah, Talmud Torah the rice. It's all the din of the rabbanon, lend it to become a chelik of the Torah Shabbatah and then a Torah. That's what he thought. You look in the Rambam and the Abdomen to the Pirish and Mishnayis, it sounds like he says that. The Rambam says, what constitutes Torah Shabbatah? So he says there are five halot, mechavei kirishin, chel kashen, chel kashlishin. It's a big letters. When you look in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the end of brachas, the Hakdama, so he has five paragraphs to begin, mechavei kirishin, chel kashen, one of the five sections of Torah Shabbat Le. So he says one section is Pirushim HaMekubalim L'Moshe Rabbein. Like it says, pre-Etzah, that means in Esra. We have a tradition, that's the Pirush HaMilis, that's all. Ayin Tachasayin. It means, not to be, every language has certain expressions. And the expressions have a connotation. That's what it means. In English also, every language has expressions. That's Purusha Mam Kubalam and Moshe Messina. Then he says, we have halachas and Moshe Messina. That means halacha, there's no way to read in the between the line. That's the Shabbat. Then we have the Midas Shatar and the Dreshes plan. You figure out a din based on reading in between the lines. It's also Torah Shabbat. That's Chelak Arishon, Chelak Hashem, Chelak Hashlish. Chelak Arviv, Chelak Hachamishi are the Gzeres the Rabbanon and the Takonis the Rabbanon. So what does he write? That these are the fourth and the fifth Chalachim of Torah Shabbat. That's the Rabbanon, that's not the Raisa. That sounds from the Rambam, Alpi Pashtos, that he holds that all the Din of Rabbanon blend in to become a Chelak of the Torah Shabbat Menatur. So when you learn the Din of Rabbanon, you're in fulfillment of the Mitzvah of Torah the Raisa. Bar drops a lechem thought on the other hand. Even the Rambam agrees that the chayvus hagaber to observe the din is only the rabban. So cheftza shel cherid is on the level of the raisa, but the chayvus hagaber is only the rabban. How can you split between what's considered a cheftza shel teira and a chayvus hagaber? So we do it all the time. And Mara says in the many disputes between Bisham and Bisilo, Mara says in Erev in the minimum base, Eilu Eilu Dirili Kimchai. Means when you learn Bisham and Shita, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the Gemara says, Beishabah Noach by Silva in the Mishnah. You absolutely don't pass from like Beishabah. From outgoing, there's no Midas Chasidus, Beishas Al-Khaki can't be lying Beishabah. It's not even called the Sophic Kobel. We don't follow Beishabah at all. So it's a Chefta Shal Torah. If you learn Beishabah Shita, you get to the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. But there's no Chavis of Gabra at all. You see that there's a split between them. So he thought, I know the Gid of the Rabbanan, they all blend and become a chelik of Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah. The Chavis Agav is only with the Rabban. So it's the Gansa Machloikis, the whole Machloikis, between the Rambam and the Rambam, it's a serious Machloik, a matter of life and death. or that the Zakamami who is chaylik and who passes against the Beis Nadon, Hamid Shishur Shishis, is in Chai Nisa now. It's a serious machlokes. But he says, machlokes is a detail machlokes. The Rambam holds that since Hayroh is only Chal and Kodesh Chabad, there's no Hayroh and Kodesh in itself. Rav Moshe finds Shem Paskin, you have to wear tefillin today. It's a Paskin and Chumash. Mar says, Zil Pri Beirah. Whatever says in Chumash, there's no Hayroh. Hayroh is only on Kodesh Chabad. So the Rambam is of the opinion that since the Din of the Rabban become a Chelik of the Kodesh Chabad, so the Zatamami who Paskins against the Beth Nadol gave a Hayroh. The Hayroh is on Kodesh Chabad. And the Ramban holds that no, that since Sof Kosar to Chodesh Agav is only the Rabbanah. And the Gemara says in Arius, the first half in Arius, whenever there's a psak in the era, like the Beis Nagala made a mistake and they have to bring a parah in Dovah Shav Tzivu. The Zatamani passes against the Penera, against the Beis Nagala, they have to say, Achiyora La Asoi. They have to say, Motor Maten La Asoi. So since the Chodesh Agav is only the Rabbanah, so the Ramban holds. On the level of the rice, it can be Hora La Asoi. There's no Chodesh Agav here, there's no Asiyah Agav. Just the Chetz and Torah Shabbat Ben. So he said, the Gan Samach Lekes, it's a little, the Rambam also agrees that the Chodesh Agav is only the Rabbah. So Smeka the Amon and Kula, none of the Kashas are shared. He said, it boils down to a slight little Mach Lekes in Hilcha Zokamah. A big Mach Lekes, but the Chai Hisa, but just the detail, Hilcha Zokamah, more than that it is. Anyway, so that's what we assume, that the Bichas HaMitzvahs, even on the Mitzvah of the Rabbanah. So the Baruch Hashem for now, you have to say, does depend on the meaning of Mokim, and Mokim Shemogel, the Baruch Yivarech, only goes on the Baruch Hashem for now. Same Gemara appears in, same Gemara appears with respect to Yehalaluch. No? That's later in Yisif. That Yehalaluch at the end of Halal depends on the meaning of Mokim. The Baruch before Halal, that you mechuyif to say the Baruch. The Baruch after Halal was instituted by Nashik Nesha as an optional book. Okay, we shall start here.